As Christians, it is time to take our rightful position as salt and light in this perverse world in order to transform the spiritual, social, economic, and political fabric of the nations. The destiny of our nations rests in our hands. As God's representatives on earth, we must be willing to declare the position of God in our societies, institutions, families, and wherever we find ourselves. Welcome to Weekly Inspiration with Apostle Eric Nyamiche, Chairman of the Church of Pentecost. This broadcast is powered by the Church of Pentecost headquarters. Weekly Inspiration, be inspired to transform.
In last week's message, we learned that bitterness are seeds of resentment found lodging in the hearts of humans due to the actions and inactions of others towards us. In this week's message, Apostle Eric Nyamiche continues his message on bitterness and elaborates on how it makes its way into the human heart.
Praise the Lord, everyone. I'm happy to come your way this week too. We want to continue with a discussion on the subject, bitterness. When we talk about bitterness, we are talking about seeds of resentment found lodging in the heart of men. Now, the human being is a complex being. The human being is a spirit who has a soul and lives in a body. When we are talking about the heart, we are talking about the combination of the soul and the spirit. Bible describes that as the inner man, the man that is on the inside. But this spirit soul, which sometimes the Bible describes as the heart, lives in the body. As you are looking at me, you are seeing my body, but not my spirit nor my soul. When I go to the hospital and the doctor opens me up, he will never find my spirit or my soul. The inner man is what we call the heart. Sometimes it's described as the heart. We are talking about bitterness. We are talking about a malady of the heart, a disease that attacks the human heart. See, if you are sick of bitterness or if you are bitter, if you take it to the hospital, the doctor will not have any solution for you. No. It is a problem of the spirit, the problem of the soul, the heart. And we are saying that bitterness are seeds of resentment, seeds of anger found lodging in the heart of the humankind. No one knows the spirit of a man or the heart of a man except the man himself. So the human being, you can look at his body without knowing what is in the heart. Paul says that the spirit of a man is known by the man himself. Bitterness is a dangerous disease that affects the heart of man. That is why last week we studied that we must guard the heart, because out of the heart flows all issues of life. Now, if you don't guard your heart and you leave your heart ajar, things can enter this heart and it can become a problem for you. Matthew chapter 12, 35 says that a good man out of the good stored up in his heart brings out good things, and a bad man out of the evil in his heart will always bring out evil things. So we studied and said that you will know a good man from what flows out from within him. You will not see a good man in the kind of attire he is wearing. Now I'm in a white shirt. It doesn't make me an angel. My goodness is in my heart. My evilness is also in my heart. But you know a good man by what action comes out of him. The heart is supposed to be the manufacturing center. Whatever goes in there will produce. So when you put evil things in your heart, it will manufacture evil. When you put good things in your heart, it will manufacture good. But you see, you wouldn't think that someone will intentionally put evil things in their heart. No. But the Bible says that we gather, and we said that we have been gathering evil or good as we travel on the road of life. Now, how do we gather them? There are so many gates that leads to the human heart. Now we have the eye gate by what you see. Proverbs 4:25 says that set your eyes straight. Make your gaze that straight. It means that sometimes we can be picking things from left and right. Now, David can be a very good teacher to us. Now, David saw the naked body of Bathsheba, and that was the beginning of David killing Uriah. I mean, you couldn't imagine somebody who is such a worshiper killing somebody's husband. But it all began when he saw the woman bathing. So the eyes are gaze that leads to the heart. So the Bible says we have to be careful what you see. Now, another gate that leads to the human heart is the hearing. Mark 4:24 says, be careful what you hear. Because the measure with which you hear, the same measure is that which you are going to use to produce. So you have to be careful what you hear. Now, the ear is also a gate that leads to the heart. Now, the relationships we build will also somehow affect our heart or otherwise. Now, you see this young man smoking there. You ask him, my friend, when did you start smoking? So you see, when I was in school, this friend of mine, that was a relationship. He built a relationship with a friend, and now he's smoking. Something has gone into him through the relationship. Even from our own siblings, people pick characters from their mothers, pick characters from their dads, pick characters from their brothers and sisters. And all this can have effect on us. 1 Corinthians 15:33 says that evil communication corrupts good moral. So we have to be careful with the relationships we build. As we build relationships with wrong people, evil things are entering our heart. As we build relationships with godly people, good things may be entering our heart. Even what we read. Now, as you are reading, you are also taking something in. So be careful what you see. Be careful what you hear. Be careful what you read. Be careful the relationship that you build. You see, when there's sin in a man's heart, like bitterness, you can't do anything about it. It will destroy you. That is why you need a savior. If you have not given your life to Jesus, I don't want to end this broadcast without giving you the space to give your life to Christ. If you want to accept Jesus as Lord, He is the one who has solution to all these kinds of evil. If you want to give your life to Him, just as I did, I want you to repeat this prayer after me. Father God, today I accept You as my Lord and personal Savior. I will live with You for the rest of my life. So help me, God. Amen. If you have prayed this prayer, I want to assure you that Jesus has come into your life. You have become a child of God. Find a good church to attend, and then you will never be the same again. So until I come your way next week, I pray that you have a blessed week. God be with you.
Thanks for watching this episode of Weekly Inspiration with Apostle Eric Nyamiche. In this week's message, we learned that bitterness is a disease of the heart that destroys our spiritual immune system and makes us susceptible to all kinds of evil. It is therefore imperative that we consciously guard the heart against it by being cautious about what we look at, listen to, read, and the people we associate with. We trust that you have been inspired by this week's message. For prayer, counseling, or inquiries, kindly reach us on 05433-08187 or email us at info.weeklyinspiration@gmail.com. We look forward to hearing from you. Till we come your way again, have a blessed week.